Hey guys, and welcome back to my channel if you're watching on YouTube, or welcome back to the potty if you're listening on the Unleashed podcast. I've just launched something super exciting. I wanted to redo my 7-day plant-based challenge because originally it was more focused on the animal agriculture industry and how eating plant-based helps save the planet's resources and a few different things got to do with health and fueling your body. But I thought it was time for a bit of an update, so I decided to rebrand it and redo the whole thing. So I've been working on it for probably the last week. I just had this thought pop into my mind, like, I need to do that, and it actually took me a lot longer than I planned because I put a lot of effort into it, and there is so much value that you're just absolutely gonna love. It is a free program, but I decided to go through a couple of the lessons in there. So it's a 7-day free mini course. And I went out and I surveyed real people on what's the number one thing holding them back from achieving their goals. So the whole program has a few other things as well. It's got a couple of my favorite recipes. It's got some of my best fitness tips to see why you may not be seeing results in the gym as well, and also with fueling your body correctly with food to even like get the results you desire. It's got information on why plant-based diets are actually so amazing for weight loss and effortless weight maintenance. And then I go through some of the common issues I see with people not pushing themselves hard enough at the gym, not being consistent enough, over-restricting, and not listening to your body's cues as well. So I thought I'd go through a couple of the days where I've got the people's answers from the survey with the number one problem that they face, and I thought I'd share my answers in here. So if you want access to the rest of the program, it is absolutely free to join. Hit the link in the description and you'll get access immediately. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube or follow the podcast if you're not already, and head over to my socials at Cassie Amber Wellness, where I post more daily short form content all about nutrition, wellness, mindset, and lifestyle. So thank you so much for tuning in. I know you're going to love this episode and I'm so excited to record it. Issue number one, struggling with time management and energy to exercise. So first of all, we want to create a schedule that you can stick to. There's no point saying, I'm going to go to all these HIIT classes every week, and you hate HIIT classes, so you just skip it all the time and then feel guilty and beat yourself up for not going. And you also want to work with your body, not against it. So I always try to save my lower body days for days where I've got less on, where I might have more energy. Like if I'm on my feet all day and it's like so busy, then I might just prefer an upper body day or just walk the dog. Or if I'm just like not feeling well, if I haven't slept the night before. But if I'm working from home and I'm sitting all day and I've got all this energy built up, I'll go in the afternoon once I've got the fuel for my breakfast and my lunch to go and burn off all the energy and put on some amazing music and just get everything out of me, including all my emotions and stress. So find a schedule that works for you. Don't overcommit to all these days that you can't actually keep up with, because it's just going to make you feel guilty and feel bad about yourself. So honestly, you can see results with, I go personally 4 days a week. 5 days a week is also great, but minimum 3 days a week. If you're doing some walks as well, like maybe doing a hike in the weekend or meeting up with a friend for a coffee and walking around a lake or something, like as long as you're being active in that time, minimum of 3 days, you can still see results in the gym. Challenge number two is struggling with ideas for interesting and yummy meals. This is why stir fries are one of my favorite things to do, because they're so versatile, so easy to cook, minimal dishes. So you just think of the baseline. Like I always add a little bit of olive oil. Avocado is also great because it's got a higher smoke point. Teaspoon of crushed garlic, I just buy already crushed in the jar. It's like $1.50 or something. You want to think of your protein of choice. So maybe that would be some mock chicken or seitan. Maybe you want some veggie sausage, or if you eat meat, like the alternatives of those. Maybe you want some tofu or tempeh. You want to think about your carbs. So maybe you want to do some crispy potatoes in the air fry. Maybe just add a can of chickpeas. Literally so easy. Add a can of kidney beans. It's like a great carb and has protein in it as well. Or another thing I do if I'm lazy is just buy the microwave rice. I know it's not like the healthiest thing to do that, but if you're just someone who just like needs to get something on the table, like do a microwave rice, put it in as well. Then think about your veggies. Always switch up the colors. So switch to purple cabbage, then try some red capsicum, then try some kale or green beans, and then try some carrot. Just always make sure you're not just buying the exact same thing every single week, because we need nutrients from different areas to fuel different parts of our body. Then you want to look at your flavoring. So I love the sauces from Marianne's Kitchen. There's a sticky chili ginger, a teriyaki, a sweet and sour one that's also really nice, and I've also got like a spicy satay one. So I just love their brand because it's got minimal ingredients and additives and all that stuff, and the flavors are really nice. So if you check the ingredients list, it's like a lot better than the other crappy brands you see at the supermarket. So yeah, I just get it from Coles or Woolworths. Or you can also try coconut aminos, which is a lower sodium version of soy sauce kind of thing. And don't forget a little bit of crunch. I always add a sprinkle of either pumpkin seeds or sunflower seeds, sometimes pine nuts or cashews. Or you can add hemp seeds as well. So just like a bit of crunch for some kind of healthy fats in there. And that is basically like the go-to meal. You can do so much with that. Even for a carb sauce, you can switch it out for noodles or something sometimes. Like anything in a pan, just use like whatever leftovers you've got in the fridge. And it's so versatile. It's so easy to come up with new flavors. Just keep swapping between those core ingredients, carbs, veggies, protein, the flavoring, and a little bit of fats. If you need further inspiration, I've also got my plant-powered recipe app, so that's just where I store my easy go-to meals that fuel you for energy, make your skin good, help with your hormones, help with muscle building and achieving your dream physique, and maintaining your weight in a healthy way as well. So if you wanted to join the app, I'll put that also in the description below. It's just a monthly subscription of $19.99 a month. And it's also got a community feature. It's got push notifications so I can just alert you when new recipes are added. And you basically just go through the categories and choose which one you want, like breakfast or sweet snacks and desserts or savory snacks, lunches and dinners, soups, salads. It's got the works in there. I'm still adding to it over time. I add a few recipes every month, but it is definitely building up and it's got quite a good array in there of things to choose from. Challenge number three is overeating in a calorie controlled diet due to an incorrect online calculator result. So many factors can go into what our true needs are, and I've been listening to some podcasts on this recently. Like if you go into an online calculator, it'll be from like a personal trainer or someone in the industry, and they might even have different calculations, and that might not necessarily be exactly for your body either. And I always stress this as women, our needs fluctuate throughout the month. I think this was a guy that wrote this one, but I was listening to this podcast this morning about period health, and during different stages of our cycle, like our body needs more food. And I definitely know that when I'm on my time of month, I barely have an appetite, like I can barely fit things in my stomach. So our bodies fluctuate, and that's just why I always encourage you to listen to your body's signals and find out what truly makes you feel good and what you need at that moment in time. No amount of numbers is going to tell you that. It's about trusting yourself and learning what works for you and your lifestyle. So this person said that they'd put the data in and it had given them an incorrect result. So they thought they were eating in a calorie deficit the whole time, but they were actually eating above maintenance. So this is why you know best. Deep down, you know how to maintain your body weight long term. It's just about listening to the cues. How do you feel? Do you need a day off exercise? Do you need to go and do a heavy leg day? Do you need to go for a run? Do you need to rest? It like all comes down to your intuition, and that's the biggest part of all, which a lot of people have obviously lost touch with. And other factors that can come into play is how stressed you are, if you're getting sick, like what kind of exercises you're doing that day, like a heavy leg day versus a Pilates class or something, would have different needs to refuel and provide you with the energy during your session. So I wouldn't recommend using online calculators as the holy grail, because the results can differ, and like your needs don't just come down to a bunch of numbers from a website. Challenge number four is, I've got other priorities than looking good. My response to that is, it's not just about your appearance. Nourishing yourself, this is like my main interest in food. I feel like food is the source of our quality of life. So fueling yourself well leads to a longer life. You're going to have more energy, more mental clarity. You're going to do better at your job because your mood is more balanced, because you've got better gut health, you've got better focus from managing your blood sugar levels throughout the day. Your hormones will be balanced. Like, we're not all perfect. Even if we eat well, we can still struggle in some of these areas, but by at least trying, it's gonna help improve your chances. Your home life is gonna be better because you're gonna be in a better mental state because your body is properly nourished. And I think it was like 90% of our serotonin is made in our gut, and that's also linked to our immunity, so you'll be getting sick less, and it also contributes towards disease prevention as well. Of course, like, we can't be perfect or we can't guarantee things, but it can at least help your chances. When you are pushing yourself in the gym, those habits filter through to all other areas of your life, building resilience, mental toughness, seeing how far you can actually go with something, being consistent, being disciplined. So the changes you see in your body are just the cherry on top. Challenge number five, calorie and macro control. This person wrote, hitting the protein target every meal, every day. I'm aware of high protein plant foods, but they all come with carbs or fats that blow my daily calories out. Or the meal I want doesn't have a lot of protein, for example, risotto. Not every meal every day will be perfect. And there's also no need to fear carbs and fats. The thing with plant-based and vegan diets is they are naturally higher in carbs. So if you go on like an online macro calculator, even from like fitness trainers and stuff, like our diets are higher in carbs. And is that okay? Yes, like it obviously works. I do bodybuilding, I still look the same. Like it doesn't mean that you're gonna get fat or put on weight or anything just because a meal has too many carbs or fats. And another thing with fats, people always fear fats because it's the highest density macronutrient. So it's the highest in calories for how much you get. But when people get super restrictive, they start to fear fat so much that if you're not getting enough, fats are essential for everything, like our hormones, our brain. So then if your hormones become out of whack and not fueled properly, that can cause issues and like thyroid issues and things like that. Things have got to do with your period, and that can cause you to put on more weight because your hormones aren't even getting the fuel they need. So over restricting can so many times lead to the opposite result of what we're trying to achieve. So when it comes to boosting the protein intake of just normal foods, say if this person loves risotto, just add some kind of mock meat or vegan protein. So you can have like a side of tofu. I just always say vegan chicken because it's like my favorite food. I buy all the different brands. You can buy like plant-based chorizo, all these different things that would be very nice in a dish like that and still just give you that bit of extra protein. You could also add some vegan sausage. The SunFed brand is my favorite because it's got the cleanest ingredients. And even when I make homemade soups like pumpkin soup or something like that, like for dinner, this is why bodybuilding has been a positive thing for me, just actually trying to focus on protein. So if you're making like a pumpkin soup and then having just toast, it's just carbs and veggies, so there's still no protein in the meal. So I would actually make the soup and the toast and then cook some vegan chicken, or if you don't eat mock meat, like switch it with whatever kind of protein you like, maybe seitan, maybe soy curls, anything like that. Some veggie sausage that's tofu and herb based, and just put it on top of the soup because that's just going to boost your protein intake for the day to actually give you what you need. Challenge number 6. I took before and after pictures 3 years apart, and after a bulk slash cut, I looked exactly the same. I suspect diet, however, I keep my macros in the same ratio as I did before. So this is where progressive overload comes in. If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results. So you need to do the same kind of workout for enough time to actually progress in those areas. Like don't just chop and change or like do willy-nilly every day, but you need to be progressing over time with proper training blocks, and you need to check your mind to muscle connection. Make sure you're even doing the exercises properly, activating the right areas, and gradually increasing the weights as you get stronger. Eat for performance and even spend some time in a surplus to give your muscles the fuel it needs to grow. You can still kind of do it at maintenance as well. It depends on your body or how fast you want to see results, but consistency is key. This is where working with a coach can come in. You need someone to write your programs for you, whether it's your nutrition or your training, and someone to hold you accountable and check in with you and check your progress photos and take measurements if it comes down to that, and really just make sure you're actually hitting the mark instead of just like fluffing around and trying to do it on your own for years. You still end up in the same spot. Challenge number 7 is lack of free time. Gym equipment can be expensive. I have a permanent injury that causes training to be inconsistent and can't go as hard. So when it comes to time, it's probably easier said than done, but I always say check your priorities. Are there things that are no longer serving you? What can you start to say no to? Like, is there a responsibility you have every week that keeps popping up that's like not actually getting you towards your goals, or isn't paying you enough, or is just taking up too much time for what it's worth? If you have the available funds and resources to do so, maybe start outsourcing just a cleaner for the house, like once a week for 2 hours, or a babysitter every now and again, so you can go and do those things that are really going to fuel your future. I've always been a person that's had a lot of things on, like I've got my fingers in many pies. I do different things within my business, like the YouTube and podcast and online programs, and I do DJing on the side, and I've got the recipe app, and then I was working at a health store, and like I've always just needed a lot to keep me going because, I don't know, I just get bored very easy, I guess. But I had this job last year and I was very overwhelmed. I was like living at this kind of commune health retreat. So I was trying to clean that. I think it was 5 hours a week, but that was like a whole day's worth of energy for me. And then work at this cafe down the road and like build my business and write the ebook and like launch the app and walk the dog, prep for a bodybuilding show. Like, I just have always been like this. But I had this other job that was doing online coaching, but it just wasn't providing enough hours. So I always had it in the back of my mind, like, oh, I need to check the calendar to see if anyone's booked in. Oh, I need to log in to see if there's any meetings I need to go to. And just the having the thought there of the extra baggage when I wasn't actually getting much out of it, of just having that on my plate. So yeah, I could have just kept it on and still just done it. But when I'm thinking about all these different things and my mind has so many different categories, just even having something like that, even though they did pay me, it just wasn't enough hours for what it was worth to keep it in my mind. So I'm not sure if your brain kind of works like that as well, but I find it very easy to get overwhelmed. So yeah, think about things in your life, what is no longer serving you, or are you just even wasting too much time? Like, I know I go to the gym and whenever it's a leg day, I take so long in between sets. I'm like, better do another one then, and like put my phone down and like do a set, and it just like really drags out. So maybe going first thing in the morning or something, or going with a partner so you can like hop on and off the machines and like actually get through the session a lot faster. Just think about little things like that of where you can create more time in your schedule. I've also been reading about this thing. It's like the social media doom scroll. If you feel like you've got no control over your day, some people stay up late at night on their phone, like scrolling. It's kind of like a kid behavior. It's like, because you've got no control over your day, because there's so much packed into it and you need a deep sleep, but you stay up scrolling late. It's like your body's way of like trying to take control over at least one thing, even though it only damages you further from not getting a good night's rest. But I've seen a few videos on that. Like, yeah, it's like a psychological thing. So maybe even look into things like that as well. And bringing it back to the challenge, so this person was struggling with finding enough time to work out. You really only need, like, if you're doing a home workout, like 30 or 40 minutes. If you're doing like circuit training or something like that, like it doesn't take all the time to like pack your bag and like get your pre-workout and drive to the gym and fill up your bottle and do your warm up and then like do your weights and then stretches and then drive all the way back home, and like all the stuff takes so long if we're not like on the ball. So if you're just working out at home, just minimal equipment is fine, like a few dumbbells. You can do some upper body exercises, you can do some lower body exercises. Before I even knew how to do deadlifts or hip thrusts, I just used to do kettlebell circuits. So I'll just do like sets of 20 reps or 30 reps even. So even if the weight isn't heavy, just pushing yourself with length of time kind of thing, and just keep trying to go and go and just smash out the workout. And just, you can even search up some online Pilates classes or something. I know it's easier said than done. Like, I don't like working out at home. Like, I was thinking that the other day, like, I should just put on a Pilates sometimes and do it, but I just don't do that at home. But if that's the case and you're still struggling, maybe finding also a trainer that can help work around your injury, just to make sure that you don't hurt yourself further and just to make sure you're protecting your body in that area. Challenge number 8 is the gym is too crowded from 5 to 7 p.m. and all the equipment is occupied. Personally, this is my worst nightmare, so I sympathize with that. Even at my gym, I've always just gone to really small gyms where, even my last gym, there was like 3 people there at a time or something, maybe like max 5 people. So like you had the whole place to yourself and you could go around and do your thing and not really stress if people are looking at you or whatever. But then I moved house and started at a really busy gym, and I am lucky enough to have time flexibility that I've got to go like 3 p.m. at the latest. Otherwise, it is a nightmare and I still get nervous. It's like full of school kids and there'll be like not even one machine free. So I'll like look through the program and there's like 6 different exercises. So I'm like, oh, okay, that one's taken. Maybe I'll start there. Oh, that's taken. Maybe I'll start there. Oh, that's taken. Every single dumbbell chair bench is taken. Like the only Smith machine is taken. All the barbells to do squats are taken. So you're like, what do I do? Like, do I just go and wait by someone? And it's like very awkward because you don't want to stress them out and make them feel like they've got to hurry up. Although I just wonder why you're standing there. Then like, what if there's a few people standing there all just waiting? And that's actually really stressful. I feel like the gym has oversold the amount of spaces of people that they can fit. Yes, like there's spare time during the day, but this is like, even if someone's working full time and they're going before, the mornings are busy too. So unless you're going at like 10 p.m., I think that's actually an issue with the gym, like selling too many spaces for what they can handle, because I actually got really stressed out that day and I was like, I just don't know what to do. Just keep walking around, like pretending to do something until you see a machine free, and like maybe try to change up some of the other workouts by using different equipment or something like that, just to try get in and out. But I definitely sympathize with that. So the biggest thing is just confidence. Maybe having a list of ideas, like if this certain machine is taken, can you do the same kind of exercise on a different machine or with free weights or with some other kind of equipment to kind of target the same muscles, but maybe you just get a kettlebell and go do some circuits or something instead. Just kind of knowing what areas you want to target, but maybe having that list of exercises to swap out if you can't get the machines you need. Another example might be just switching the barbell Romanian deadlifts to dumbbell Romanian deadlifts, because surely there's enough dumbbells. Just little things like that. And always put on a music mix or playlist that makes you feel like a beast, because then you'll kind of be hopefully unbothered by it all and just like stay in your own lane. I just feel like a horse with like trainers on kind of thing, like the blinders on, and like I don't even like look at what's going on. I just like focus on my little bubble. Wearing an outfit that makes you feel confident. This could even be a baggy t-shirt and tights, just feel like gangster as walking in there. This is like what I'm like in the gym. I like put on my dubstep and like just actually like feel like a fucking beast. But putting on whatever outfit it is, like whether it's a cute little outfit, I think it was a guy that wrote this question as well, but like anything that makes you feel confident in yourself and sure of yourself. And then my other recommendation could be perhaps trying a fitness class or even a group sport instead of strength training. Like if you're not super passionate about strength training, maybe you want to try a group sport that's on a couple nights a week or something, or a group fitness class, or even like a boxing class or something like that if it's a super busy night, and maybe just save your strength training for the weekends or something like that. So you're still trying to get in some kind of exercise that you look forward to instead of just skipping it altogether, but it might not be as stressful for you, and just trying to control the things you can, like good music, good outfit, having a list of exercises to swap out, and yeah, just trying to at least nail those areas to give yourself the best chance possible. Challenge number 9 is working out the macros and sticking to it. I love exercise, but have no idea how to work out the nutrition. So personally, I wouldn't stress out about the exact carbs and fats of the macros. I've seen probably only one other person talk about this online, and they basically have the same approach as me. Like, as long as you're hitting your protein, even, like you don't even necessarily need to worry about calories too much, because protein is so filling, unless you're like on a strict weight loss plan or something. But for normal day-to-day life, if you just track protein, that still allows for some fluctuations, but protein helps you feel fuller. It helps preserve your muscle mass, which helps improve your metabolism. So it's got so many other benefits that, like, if your fats or carbs are slightly a bit different, like, personally, I don't think it's the end of the world. If you want to figure out how much protein to have, the average calculation for an active individual is 1.8 to 2.2 grams times your body weight. I did listen to this other podcast. It's Level Up with Sherelle and Danny. They do have some really good advice on there. Their nutrition one they posted recently was actually probably my favorite, because they were talking a lot about the points of view they had during bodybuilding. Like, oh no, I can't eat an apple because it's got too much sugar and carbs and it doesn't have protein. But then they realize now that they're older, like, oh, an apple was literally like God's gift to earth. Like, why would you not eat it for the micronutrients? So I really enjoyed that episode, but they were saying they had a girl come into the group once who was holding a lot more body weight. So when she did the calculation, it said she needed like 180 grams of protein or something, which is not actually correct, just because she didn't quite fit the average calculation, if that makes sense. So that's just a guideline, but it's like everyone would still be individual. But to give an example, I weigh around 56, or yeah, probably 56 at the moment. So I just need to get around between 100 grams or 123 grams, I think it was, of protein. So anywhere between that is good. I just try to hit like 100 a day. I'm not even tracking at the moment still. I need to get back into it. But you don't need to stress out about like the nitty gritty details. If you can just focus on that, then is that that's one thing. And probably second important is calorie intake. But carbs and fats can probably be used interchangeably, because as long as you're getting it at mealtimes, like getting a sprinkle of fat and some complex carbs, like you're still getting the intake. So that might differ between people as well, because we all have different genetic makeups, and some people thrive on high carbs, some people thrive on high fat. That's why there's no one size fits all. And challenge number 10, I couldn't believe the wording of this one. I'm lazy, I'm tired, I'm old, I have so many other things to do, I'm physically damaged. Who talks about themselves like that? I'm physically damaged. So my advice is to start small with the achievable things that help you feel good. So is this walking? I don't know what age this person is, but is this walking around the park with your grandkids in the weekend? Is this finding a healthy homemade alternative to a sweet treat that you always seem to snack on at night? Is this getting up 30 minutes earlier to catch the sunrise, or going outside during your work break just to get a bit of vitamin D and help you just feel a little bit happier with the sun shining on your skin if it's a nice day outside? A focus changes throughout different periods of life, so prioritize happiness and nurturing yourself in ways that feel good to you. That's all for today. I was going to read out both of the days, but this is actually given so many different points and it's actually so value-packed already, so I don't want to cram your brain up with too much information. So if you want the rest of the tips, then don't forget to sign up for Sculpted by Plants. It's absolutely free. Once again, it'll be in the description below. Once you join, you get access straight away, and then you get one new lesson sent to you each day, and we cover a whole bunch of things. And I also go a little bit into even how to choose the right protein sources and mock meats, and the issue with dining out when you're trying to get plant-based and vegan options as well. So there's quite a few things in there. I've also included a high protein vegan Oreo cheesecake recipe. This one is seriously just going to change your life. I actually made it for someone's birthday once. So yeah, it's high protein, vegan, dairy-free, all the things, Oreo cheesecake. If you want that recipe, then head to the description below and sign up. Don't forget to subscribe and connect with me over on socials as well. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to it being back in your ears next week.